Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You've been hearing about the story of Tori Towey, the 28-year-old from Roscommon in County Roscommon, who's currently facing criminal charges, including attempted suicide and consuming alcohol. This is in the United Arab Emirates in Dubai. Of course, her family desperately trying to get Tori home. And we've just heard today from Taoiseach Simon Harris that the travel ban on Tori Towey has now been lifted. And Tori's aunt Anne is with me here today on Lunchtime Live. Anne, I'm sure a huge sense of relief for you and the family in the past few minutes today.
Oh, it's amazing. You can't believe the relief. I didn't believe it when I first heard it, but I've just watched it on the news and it's amazing.
It's amazing.
The best news ever.
Yeah. When did you, Anne, and your sister, of course, Tori's mum, who's currently with her in Dubai, did you find out?
That she was being charged or she got the...
Well, the latest news that the travel ban is to be lifted.
Oh, well, just a couple of minutes ago, really. And I was just going to ring my sister to see, to make sure she knows, and when will she be coming home. But it's brilliant news, and thank all the TDs and ministers and the Taoiseach, Mary Lou and Claire. They're all amazing. We can't say enough about them. The Irish government is amazing.
It's been a huge diplomatic effort, Anne, since this was first mentioned.
And by all accounts,
it has moved, you know, I know not swiftly for you and the family, but it certainly wasn't prolonged in the sense that this really only emerged yesterday.
We only went public yesterday morning and think all this has happened. Sorry we didn't do it weeks ago, you know, so...
It's a big sense of relief.
We'll have a big party when they come home.
Good.
When Tori's ready.
Yeah.
We'll have a great get together.
Will you bring us back, Anne, for people that maybe just aren't totally familiar with Tori's story? Tell us a little bit about Tori and when she went out to work for the airline in Dubai.
Well, she went out to work in the airline in 2023. It was her dream job. She did the training. She found the training very tough, but loved the job because she was always into travel. She had done most of Europe beforehand herself. And this was a dream job. Now she's a very active, big into exercise, and she always had a very good diet. And she's a good cook because she always liked her to make sure her food was good quality. She just was a happy girl. You know, she'd walk into the house and she'd be, you know, like my own daughter.
And
you know, it was
28 years of age, living in Dubai, life's going well. She's enjoying work. She's enjoying living, living out in the UAE.
She loved Dubai.
Yeah.
She really loved Dubai and she loved working for Emirates. And Emirates were really good to her. Even through all this, they were really supportive. And, you know, it's just things went horribly wrong. Hopefully now it's all behind her.
Can you tell us a little bit about when things started to deteriorate, Anne, for Tori and what you had been aware of?
Well, I don't want to say too much yet till they're home. But we know about for the last 3 weeks or a month that things weren't good.
Okay.
So then her mother went out a week last Saturday, and then Caroline, my sister, took her out of the situation, and they're in an Airbnb since.
Because she had been married, and she had been in a very difficult situation. But you and the family had been aware of that, and Caroline, Tori's mum.
Well, we were only aware of the bad situation for, I suppose, 3 weeks, a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
So very, very recent, Anne.
Yeah, yeah. And like, it's just, I'm just in awe of everything that has happened in the last 24 hours. So
when you heard the news that Tori had been arrested and brought to a police station and charged, facing criminal charges, including that of attempted suicide and consuming alcohol. Yeah. What was your reaction, Anne, and Caroline's reaction when you heard this news?
Well, we didn't believe it, because that's so out of character for her. Do you know, I mean, the girl loved life. She loved travelling. She loved socialising. You know, she just was a normal 28-year-old, you know, having the best life. Great job. You know, she actually was here in Ireland. She was an EHO and took time out to go travelling and got the travel bug, and the rest of it is history.
And the concern, I'm sure, Anne, for you and the family and Caroline, hearing about Tori facing charges, criminal.
Unbelievable. We didn't believe the suicide part of it, but we were just thinking there has to be some kind of mistake. And we knew it was getting more and more serious. So then Caroline went out to Dubai. It has actually been, it's like a nightmare, but you don't wake up from it.
Well, I'm sure for Caroline, your sister, Tori's mum, when she got the call to say that, you know, Caroline had, you know, allegedly been attacked, that she'd been left with severe bruising, with injuries, serious injuries, that she had, you know, attempted to take her own life. And for Caroline to hear all of that and the concern for her daughter, who's so far away out in the United Arab Emirates, She got on a plane as soon as she could, Anne, and travelled out to be with Tori.
And like Caroline had been out in Dubai with Tori, I'd say less than a year ago. She was there a few months ago and for a week, and had a holiday with her, and they had a good time. Now Tori was still flying, and so, you know, they had a few days together anyway. So. No, it's just fantastic news. Can't believe it. It's brilliant. So,
The issue was just raised. The Tory story was highlighted and just raised in the Dáil only yesterday. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said he'd, you know, diplomatic efforts would get underway straight away, and that he'd intervene urgently. And I suppose a big part of the fact that there was the criminal charges facing Tory, but the fact that this travel ban had been imposed as well, and the serious consequences of that. So I'm sure that was
That's it.
Huge stress.
I think she couldn't get home. And I'm sure it was heartbreaking for her, because when you're in trouble, who do you want? You want your mother, you know? So it was so hard for both of them, for all of us.
We might just take a listen, Anne, if you don't mind, for a moment. Just the news announced by Taoiseach Simon Harris just a few moments ago.
I've just been informed that the travel ban has been lifted. That the embassy will take Tori to the airport as soon as she is ready to go, and that the embassy, of course, will continue to follow up on the case, which is still active as of now. But I just wanted to inform the House of that and to thank our embassy for the work in relation to that.
Yeah, incredible relief, Anne, for you today.
But they're saying that the case is still active, so I'm wondering what that means.
That they'll follow up. But I suppose the fact that the Irish embassy in the UAE will be able to bring Tori to the airport and bring her back to Ireland as soon as she's ready to do so.
Yes. Well, some of my family is arriving now, so we'll be
arriving.
A cup of tea.
Yeah, and
the house, to my house,
yeah, to your house. So, well, look, and I know you haven't had a chance. I know you haven't had a chance to chat to your sister, to Caroline, just yet. But I'm sure you're looking forward to giving her and Tori a huge hug when they get back on Irish soil.
Oh gosh, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be kissing the ground when they arrive. To be back on Irish soil.
Good. Well, listen, Anne, thank you for taking the call. I know you have a busy house there today at home and a lot of people arriving, and I know you're keen to get to speak to Tori's mum, Caroline, and I'm sure to Tori as well when you can. But listen, I really appreciate you taking the call, and I'm delighted that we've, well, I suppose a little bit more positive news to start the conversation with today.
Oh, thank God. Yes.
Not at all. Listen,
Brilliant. Take
care of yourself, Anne.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all your help.
Not at all. That's Anne with us there, Tori Towie's aunt, joining us here today on Lunchtime Live, just with the news in the past few minutes that travel ban has been lifted. We'll bring you updates on that, I've no doubt, throughout the course of the day here on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.